Continue. All right. If one of you will call the meeting to order, then I will do the opening script.
Do you know if you want?
Okay, let me click on this meeting is being recorded. One second here. Yeah, I'd like to move that the subcommittee of our EOC planning committee is called. Is that no? We're not the subcommittee of the planning committee. We're just a subcommittee.
The work plan
Work plans.
subcommittee.
Okay, I'm sorry. I move that our subcommittee work, our work plan subcommittee, there we go, is called to order.
Thank you. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you're able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff, will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours. And the roll call for attendance is Commissioner Esparza,
Here.
Commissioner Wright,
Here.
and Commissioner Wallace. All right. You have a quorum. And then there's the chair reading the virtual meeting like this.
Who does that? Okay.
Either one of you.
In a virtual meeting like this, it is particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and have been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item, unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or request for information, please use the raise hand function.
Okay. All right, we're going to the agenda now. There were public comment is first. There were no public comments. And then you ask if there's any, the next one, disclosures.
Are there any disclosures and recusals? Yeah.
Are there any?
Seeing none, We'll move on to our new business items. Our new business item number one is the community information session planning, which is scheduled for Monday, October 27th, which is next Monday at the Goodman South Madison Public Library, beginning at 6 o'clock. Is this date still feasible?
I don't know. Can I talk or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
Okay.
Do you have a motion to not have it on this date and then open it for possible dates?
I have researched those dates and I have them to share with us today.
Okay. First, make a motion to, I guess, to not hold it this next Monday.
Okay. I make a motion not to hold it this Monday.
And I second that motion.
Is there any discussion or vote?
Seeing none. Commissioner Esparza, what dates did you discuss with them as possible options?
December 2nd or December 11th.
Are those both on Mondays?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I decided to change it because we had more time now. I'm like, and so some of their programming has gone down, will go down by December. So that opened up other days of the week. And so I figured, I don't know. December 2nd is a Tuesday. The 11th is a Thursday. Now, the 11th is our Equal Opportunities Commission meeting anyways. And this is how we used to do that. So I don't know. I was putting it out there. Might as well have it on December 11th. And that way it's publicly noticed and like yada, yada, yada.
Go ahead.
No, just that.
I was just going to say, would that make it for a pretty long evening? I remember when I went to the one that was at the partnership, there was the listening, I think it was a list called a listening session then. And then or you guys had your meeting first. I can't remember if it was before or after, but.
No, we had it right before.
Yeah,
and
so it seems
right
like that makes for kind of a longer evening, right? I guess my.
Usually it's an abridged EOC meeting, like just the first half hour or so.
So do you think that in doing so, we would get more of the commissioners to attend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I also kind of feel like if it's already being noticed and stuff, it'll be easier on Angela to notice it. And for all those reasons, just
Yeah.
because there's already rhythm and around the city, other people who want to like come and listen and check on us. Well, it's already something, you know, we're not.
Yeah. I'm all for that date. I think it's not too far into December where it's getting close to holiday time. I think that's
Yeah.
a good date. I think a Thursday evening, I do like the idea of having it at the same time as the regular meeting, because I was a little disappointed the last time that we didn't have more commissioners, you know, in attendance. So I think that's great. It gives us 7 weeks for planning, which is more than ample.
And this is why
you know,
they
and
weren't coming, not to interrupt you, but the reason why they didn't come was because we didn't want a quorum. And so now if they come, it's like, and it's all part of our meeting anyways,
yeah,
nobody's gonna, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think it, all the way around, it works out. It gives us time to get the flyers out and get, you know, people, just regular community folks interested, gives us more time to advertise it. So I move that we change the date of our community information session to December 1st at the same, in the same location, Goodman South Madison Public Library.
11th.
Second.
11th.
Oh, second.
Oh,
it
I'm
was
sorry,
a second or 11th.
December 11th, I'm sorry. At the Goodman South Madison Public Library and beginning at the same time, 6 o'clock.
The second.
Mm-hmm.
It's only two people, but
I know.
You want
Can
a
you second
second,
that?
Commissioner Esparza?
I second that.
So we answered, is this date still feasible? No, it's not. We have changed the date now to December 11th. Confirm flyer and press release information updates. So Angela, I guess you'll be taking care of that.
Yes, we definitely just received the Hmong one late yesterday, so we have all of them translated. We'll just have to cycle back to say we're changing the date only. So we do have the press release for all of the translations.
Great. Okay.
So we
And it
will wait
says
no more.
informational session, right? Informational session.
Information session. So I can send that to you all to show you,
I think I saw it.
and
Didn't you just send it
I
today?
send it to you, Commissioner Wright, because you were updating the flyer. I will send it to the whole team of what it looks like, because you would have to update the flyer,
Yeah,
and
I'll do
then
that.
that's what the press release looks like. And I know Commissioner Esparza, you want to look at the Spanish, you know.
Yeah, last time it was really bad.
Oh, was it? Wow.
Yeah, but I think he got it once I talked. And
And it's the
then,
same person that translated
yeah, no, I
this time.
know.
And
Cool.
good thing we were really only changing date and time, really. We didn't really change much verbiage from the updated revised one from last time, but I will send that out.
No, because now it gives us a chance. We were talking before, I don't have it in front of me, but there was something on the bottom that we talked about changing. We didn't think with, we didn't have enough time, but what, I forget what it said.
Yeah,
Of the
and I
press
haven't.
release or the flyer?
No, the flyer.
Okay, here's the flyer.
Oh, okay, great. Go all
It's
the way
kind of
down.
big, but
Oh,
let
it
me
is.
take it a little smaller.
Okay.
Because it
Okay, there we
was,
go.
There you go.
there we go.
You
So,
put
resource and
resources and connect.
connections. Remember, we were going to say something different.
I think it used to have refreshments or something right there
Well,
instead of resourcing.
I think we should put refreshments because sometimes that gets people there. I mean, I would put, and we are going to have resources. Maybe now it'll give us time where we can get somebody from the
Can
office.
meet up with people from the different
Yeah.
places.
And then maybe we can get somebody from the your office, Angela, to
We'll see.
like a
Yeah.
staff member to talk to people about how they actually will file a discrimination complaint. Because you said there was that person wasn't available. There was no one
Yeah,
available.
those, yeah,
Yeah.
the investigators are the ones who do it, and they're working overtime right now because there's a backlog. And I'm not sure how close the new manager would be hired. It could possibly be there by then.
Okay.
Are you guys doing interviews now?
I'm not part of that area, but I know the job itself has closed and they were working on some of the panels and things. So
Should we as commissioners be talking to Adriana maybe, or should I email her? Because I'm curious to be part of the hiring.
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think Attorney
I think we
Adriana
should.
and perhaps also Director Norm
Yeah, I
Davis.
mean, it would be nice if, commissioner or commissioners could be a part of that panel. I think that would be great. I would like to make another motion that we change the wording on the last bullet point to refreshments, resources, and connections.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Okay. So we just added one word. Okay. At the time that I wrote the agenda, the Hmong was not completed. Hmong is now completed, like I said earlier. That's the next line. Review translated flyer and press release. The press release, the last one I received was the one that was sent to LAP for translation. And again, I will send that whole all of them to you. You may not be able to read the language, but you could see it. But again, the Flyer Commissioner Wright is updating it because we don't have that software.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll look at that and I work on that over the weekend. Interpreter needs, is that something that you can get if
That's the question is, will we need it? I'm trying to see.
If we do,
We
it'll be
had, I
easy.
believe, Spanish interpreters at the
Yeah.
last one. They were not utilized, but the one that we had previously that was at the partnership, there were a couple of Spanish interpreters that was there. I'm not sure if someone from Chinese came, but I know it was not a Hmong interpreter there, but the Spanish ones were used, and it, was a nice interchange from the one citizen who used the interpreter.
Yeah,
I
that was
think
a
it was like
well-used.
two that used it, and one spoke out with quite a few things. And it was really good to have an interpreter. So this is asking you all, do you all think you
I think it
need
would be
that this
awesome.
time?
Yeah, I think if you could ask for all three interpreters with the three different languages, and if we find that we can get those three, or if we just get one or two, that we also put that on the flyer so that people know, because people might think, oh, I speak a different language. Well, I'm not going to go because they're not going to understand me, or I'm not going to understand them. So if we can secure that, I think it would be great to put that on the flyer.
I'm trying to see, did we put it on a flyer or did we put it in a press release? If you need an interpreter to let us know,
I think we
we'll look at
did.
that.
Yeah. But because the that goes to the media, that doesn't go to individuals. So I think if we do have them available, it would be great if we could put even in little letters, a little line on the bottom that interpreters will be available, because I don't think people are going to sign,
Or
they're going
can
to go to
be,
sign
or
up.
let us know.
Yeah, but they're not going to.
Yeah, I look at the prior one because I think Commissioner Araceli came up with a QR code or something that was there, but we didn't have any notification to our office in advance that they were needed. We just had them available.
So you said we had them available.
Yeah, the interpreters, they came to the session.
Oh yeah.
And so this is the one that must have been July of 24 that was at the partnership. They came and, like
Yeah,
I
I
said,
remember
it
I
was
was
at
there. I
least
remember
two,
that. Yeah.
yeah, it was at
Yeah.
least two Spanish ones that used the interpreter. And like I said, the one lady was able to,
Yeah.
really voice her concerns
Yeah.
and
But
was
so
very helpful.
are you the person that would secure that?
Yes,
Okay. I mean, I
LAP,
think
that's
it's a
part of
great idea.
LAP that's here. It's
Yeah.
part of our LAP office that we ask and then they source it out. They
Okay.
have approved vendors to
Does
do
that take a
that.
long time to get that?
Yeah, we would need to. I won't say yeah. It takes a minute to coordinate that. I had to provide an explanation or request of why it's needed. They wanted an anticipated number of people to be there, whereas this one you can't really give a good estimate because you don't. It's just open, and based on the availability, they sent people out.
So would we know some time ahead that we can advertise that, hey, if you are not, if English is your second language and you speak Spanish or Hmong or whatever, that we put like a line just saying, Spanish interpreters will be on site, or Spanish and Hmong interpreters will be available, or something like that. Would we find out?
Let's
Yeah,
put
because we
this
have
out
7 weeks.
there,
Yeah, if we
and
can.
and I'll send the information on how can we, know that that's going to happen
Okay.
so we can better include it in the,
Yeah, because as long
in the
as
press release and things like that.
the press release, that's only going to go out a couple weeks ahead of time, but the flyers need to go out like a month ahead of time, maybe. So we still are working with 2 or 3 weeks that we can get that information
A month ahead.
verified that we can have those people.
Press release 2 weeks, a week or two.
Yeah, we
Yeah,
if
we sent
someone
them the
can.
same time and then resent them
Okay.
closer to the date. To over 800 people on one list, and another list may have had 120 or so. So we sent it out very broadly. It's just, what are they doing with it when we send it out?
I mean, my suggestion for those is sometimes personal stories make a difference. Being, having been in news for many, many years, I know that they get so many of those announcements, press releases. So they're looking for something of real interest. So if we can connect it to, I mean, we're talking about workplace discrimination. So maybe we, if we have in there, like in the first paragraph, Department of Civil Rights, handled 4,000 cases of workplace discrimination in 2024, whatever it is, something that kind of grabs the attention, because that instead of just saying, oh, they're going to have this workplace discrimination, list or whatever it is, information session, it's like, okay, and what does that mean? Because how does that affect Madisonians, right? Why are we having it? We know why we're having it because, there are so many cases and many that just go, undocumented and, they're not, they don't file complaints. So we know that stuff exists. So I think we need something like that captures the attention, something like that. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out
And
there.
then something to show it's a, had they been there before or something, this is different because we are providing information versus the way listening sessions
Where we're just listening.
were, or here's where you can get information regarding,
So it's like we're giving them
whatever.
something. We're not just taking something, taking whatever they're saying. We're
You're
actually providing a service by
these
saying,
resources.
yeah, the resources.
So, just a quick question for November 11th, do we need to have the rest of the commission to vote on whether or not they can do that? And if so, when is our next meeting? It's going to still happen this month, right?
November 3rd is the executive committee meeting, and then the actual EOC meeting would be November 20. So, and then it'll
Do they
be
have to vote on
another.
November 20th in order for this to happen?
I would like to say
It's
no, because my understanding was the committee was allowed to come up with some dates and different things like that, but certainly we could ask that question
The only
because of
reason
the
I
way
sh
the go ahead.
yeah,
Because
because
I
the only
can't
reason I
see you, so
say
I
that,
can't tell when you get ready to
no
talk.
worries. The only reason I say that is because could we, because if they say they want to say, because the other dates were not part of our commission, right? Like it wasn't a commission meeting, and this date is. So I'm wondering, can we do a vote over email?
I don't think so.
No, you can't
No,
do a vote over
nothing over
email.
email.
Right. But November
20th.
3rd is the executive committee. I understand that as well, but it will be a meeting in between now and then. I'm not sure. Just I guess I'd have to ask, is there a way? Because that still would be over email. I don't know if they would want to do a special meeting in between now and then. It's quite some time, when most of the things are done. It's just a couple of tweaks in the flyer and the press release, but everything else, the details of it, pretty much would be the same type of involvement from the rest of the committee, the full body. But they didn't necessarily vote for the dates of the information sessions this last time that it was the 27th. It was brought to the body that that was the date that was chosen. It wasn't a motion to approve that date. I have to double check that, but. And we have lost quorum.
Oh,
Because it's
shoot. We
only
lost
you.
quorum?
We lost
Really?
quorum.
Oh,
Yep.
no.
The meeting have to end. So I will try to schedule another meeting. So we're declaring this ending at 3:08.
Okay, but everything we said still counts, right?
Everything I said still counts. It's still recorded, but we have to end the actual meeting.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Yep, bye.